My name is Robbie Willis. I was the boxing coach and assistant football coach at Stewart for a number of years. I'm here today to speak about the old gym and the football field. And the old gym was very unique and had a lot of memories for a lot of people. The seats were up in the balcony. There were seats up in the balcony, and all the students would hang over the edge to watch and cheer on the boxing matches and basketball games. It would get so packed in there, the noise would just echo. And this was our home field advantage for our teams in the old gym, which hopefully we can keep there for time immemorial. We also would often hold boxing tournaments in the gym. I was the boxing coach there from 1969 to 1979 and the assistant football coach to Bud Allen. Now, the first tournament we held in the gym was in the old gym was in the 1969-70 season. And we had close to 100 kids from all over Nevada and from the Sierra Nevadas, Eastern California, come to participate, from Bishop to Elko. In some seasons, we would have 100 kids come out for boxing or for our boxing team, and we had elimination bouts, the inter-squads, before the season would even start to see who would make the team. And in that 10 years, in dual meets with other teams, the best I can remember is we only lost one or two team events, once to Elko in a tie or maybe a loss to Bishop. And so our program was very robust, and the kids really wanted to be on the team. Now, Paul Laxall, our former governor, told me this one time that when our former governor and senator, that when the gym in Carson City burned down, and the boxing coach, who I believe was Ned Crutcher at the time, told Paul that he and his brother could come out and box for Stewart. He said that sparring for those matches was the toughest part. Well, he couldn't wait for the matches themselves because they weren't as tough as working out with the Indian kids from Stewart. And then he went on to be the Nevada State Golden Gloves champion, our governor, and U.S. senator. And then when he opened the Ormsby House, he would host the Northern Nevada, Northern California All-Star matches there, and many Stewart kids participated. Also, to tell you about the old gym, the athletic director who was there for years was a man named Bud Heron, and he was the basketball coach. And when he came to Stewart in the mid-60s, Stewart did not have a good basketball team, but Bud took those kids to the state championship the first year, and the second year they won the championship in basketball. And some of the kids weren't very tall, so he taught them how to roll the ball on the floor, and this mystified the other teams on how to stop that. And they had winning season after winning season with Bud at the helm. And then, to mention the football field, I was the assistant football coach and to Bud Allen. And I remember one of the games against Hawthorne. The field was pretty muddy, and there were holes, and we were ahead in the game against Hawthorne. There were about 2 minutes to go, and Terry Griffin from Hawthorne caught a pass, and he looked like he was going to run down the field and beat us. And a kid from Stewart by the name of Fernando Jose was chasing him, and Fernando was too small to catch Terry, who had big strides. But Terry turned around to look at Fernando and tripped in one of the holes on the field, and we won the game. And I still hear from many of the students, and some that I wouldn't even expect. I got great memories of Stewart, and many people from time to time will say negative things about Stewart, but most of the things that I saw were very, very positive. It was really good for so many kids, and it was a sad day for me and the school when Stewart Indian School closed.